Everybody ready? Come on, let's go.
The Rick Flair Show! Let's go! The Rick Flair Show! Let's go!
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Rick Thorne Show. My name is Rick Thorne. This show is going to be badass. Why? Because I have legend NFL football player Kyle Turley on the show talking about football, talking about his company Neural XPF, the effects that CBD has on your body, and what it takes to be an overall badass. I'm going to call him right now. Let's do this.
Yo, brother.
Yo, what up, dude? What are you doing?
Driving.
Where are you going?
Vegas.
What do you got? What do you got cracking down there?
Big CBD Expo convention, and I'm speaking today, 5 o'clock.
Oh, cool, man. So yeah, we're recording right now, bro. So like we're live. We're not live. Oh. Well, we're not live, but we're recording. So, I already did the intro.
Right
so,
on.
Yeah, man, it's all good. So, so things are going good for the CBD, right? I'm going to talk a lot about that, bro.
Yeah, everything's going great, brother. CBD is the way of the world now, it seems. But it's only because it's working.
It is working, dude. You got me on your team. Anyone out there listening, it's Neural XPF. And, dude, I'm telling you right now, it's changed my life so much, like, as far as my riding ability and how long I could ride and how I feel after I'm done riding. CBD does miracles, bro.
Well, it is, and it's, you know, it's because of, how it speaks to your body, what it's doing. And what it's doing is exposing you back to the power of your cannabinoid system. The cannabinoid system has... you know, an existence in every human being and every animal, actually. Every mammal has a cannabinoid system in the center of their brain. And this plant, ironically, mimics that genetic profile. So when you put CBD in your system, it's igniting your own cannabinoid system. And that's the number one regulatory system in the human body, as it turns out.
Wow.
Every other science group in the country, in the world, rather, but in our country, you know, that's I think at the hands of some suspicious folks that have been filling everybody up.
Oh, you mean like they know that people have known about this for years? It's just been kind of one of those things where it's like, let's do something else, like pharmaceutical drugs. I could say it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's see what we can do. Yeah, we don't. We think we could do better than God. No, that's not been the case. And, you know, from me to you and everybody else out here having this experience with CBD and cannabis in general on the full spectrum side, you know, understanding why it works, how it works, you can get to great resolutions in your health. It's an important part about it is awareness and education, that people have the opportunity to take control of their own life, you know? I mean, not be stricken or confined to, you know, a doctor or a pill, medication. This is not about, you know, this plant. This is about each and every one of our bodies and what is proper, what is supposed to be going into it. And as we learn more and become educated more about nutrition, you know, to all of these great herbs out here, not just cannabis, all these things that, you know, for centuries have documentation of helping people recover from illness, injury, and keep them healthy and keep people from getting illness and injury. And, you know, it's important that people are aware that this is available and that these things are out there.
What I want to know about is this, bro. How's CBD, like, where does it come from? Let the people know. Like even me. Educate me.
Well, you know, CBD is just one cannabinoid of the wide, broad spectrum of cannabinoids that the cannabis plant provides. Inside of each and every human, again, is a cannabinoid system. You have cannabinoids in abundance throughout your body, from nursing mothers to developing fetuses in the you know, babies in the womb, the cannabinoid system develops at week 14 in the womb. And so, you know, this plant has these different extractions that can take place from these different cannabinoids that can be singled out, and that's where CBD comes from. From this plant comes from can come from the marijuana plant, but as it comes to us in the 50-state legal form, to be able to create a company like NeuroXPS or any of these others that are out there, it's through the hemp plant. And the hemp plant differs from the marijuana plant in that it doesn't have the potency of THC. It does have THC, but it doesn't have the potency and effectiveness of the marijuana plant on the euphoric side, unless it's highly concentrated. And then it can do those things as well. So you have the ability now with the extraction process to take these, you know, particular cannabinoids from its CBD to CBG, CBA, all these things, THC, and its terpenes and all the different terpene profiles and these things you could get to exact extractions on, and really start understanding what it is these things can individually do for you. And that's the great part about, you know, what's happening, because it's specifically showcasing how CBD works for people. How does CBG work for people? How does THC, THCA, all of these other components and cannabinoids in this spectrum of the cannabis plant, from marijuana to hemp, and in CBD, 50-state legal products, you know, these things are very scrutinized, overseen, regulated now, or starting to become. And, you know, the right companies are out there for you to get quality products that, are what they say they are. So, you know, that's the, I guess, the nutshell of what is CBD. Moving forward here, we're going to be able to point out exactly what each part of this plant does medicinally. And to this date, we've not found any doctor or anybody has not found one part of this plant that isn't beneficial to your health.
That's crazy, man. I didn't know all that stuff, you know, because my mom, she got some CBD pills because she had open heart surgery. God bless her. Her first surgery ever, bro, last year. She's like 72 or 3. And she pulled it off, but she's got these CBD pills, and she was like, you know, from the generation of taught, like, oh, weed, you go to prison, you're a bad person, you're not good to society, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't want to take these because it's from marijuana. These have weed in them. And I think a lot of people, do you find a lot of people being confused with that? Like, oh, CBD doesn't have, like, it doesn't get you high, dude. It's just, it relieves your pain.
Yes. Yeah, totally. You know, I mean, there's a lot of bad information out there. We haven't been educated about this, unfortunately. You know, the medical community continues to close the door when they want to have the key conversation with the patient. And that's been unfortunate. It's what sets, you know, people from healing from diseases, all these, you know, cases that are very clear and dry where cannabis has the answer and pharmaceuticals do not, seizure situations, all these neurological issues, and then on down into the inflammation side, cancer and all of these things. It's been unfortunate because even on the THC side, people need to understand that more. They need to understand the difference and how that could benefit them. It's not about getting high. And in CBD, you have this opportunity through the hemp plant, to not have that be a factor. So you can understand CBD. And what that is, this particular cannabinoid in this plant that doesn't get you high, that only adds healing benefits, and is universal to every human being. If taken correctly in a proper product, everyone can benefit from CBD.
Yeah, I agree with you without a doubt. You know, you've probably seen this too in your career. Unfortunately, I've had some friends pass away from being addicted to painkillers that none of us had any idea they were addicted to. Do you know what I mean? Did you see a lot of that in the NFL?
100%. You know, like your sport, our sport is, inherent with, contact to the brain. And unfortunately, that is the, elephant in the room when it comes to these extreme sports, whether you're dealing with BMX or you're dealing with the NFL. well. You know, those three letters carry the same other three letters with it. That is CTE, and that is this disease that's out there. You know, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. People need to be educated on this. And, you know, from one bump to the head, you know, hit the doorway in your house, but the continual slams on the ramp to every down as a lineman in the NFL, you know, receiving these concussions has a consequence. And, you know, our communities have suffered. You know, our suicide rates to the addiction rates to these opiates are running rampant through our community in sports, period. And especially in dealing with these sports that have inherencies in contact, especially with the head. You know, the laws of motion are what they are. We can't fight against that. But we can apply things that are can and are addressing this, that are neurobeneficial, that have the ability to allow protection before these injuries even occur, and an ability to recover significantly better. I mean, I had real issues dealing with neurological stuff relating to the CTE disease, and have been down those dark roads of depression and all these other things that the BMX team seen with Dave Mirra and others. And, you know, it's an unbelievable thing to lose your friends and your close peers. And you know that these things are not these little incidents. This is a growing concern in your community. And when you look in the mirror every day, it's very sobering.
Do you think that by taking CBD, that helps if someone does have like a case of CTE that's like leading them to want to do prescription drugs to avoid the pain? Does CBD help that?
Oh, 100%. And the studies are there. The studies are there to showcase cannabis's power in recovery from traumatic brain injury specifically. UCLA did a study back in 2006, I believe. I mean, some of these studies go back pretty far, and being 2020 and still having this conversation is crazy still, that it's not this common conversation and knowledge. But UCLA did a study with almost 500 young adults on cannabis, and those who tested positive for having cannabis in their system, and these are specifically for traumatic brain injury scenarios, they came into the emergency room at the UCLA Medical Center. And an overwhelming study was produced that showcased that if you had cannabis in your system, you were over 80% likely to survive a traumatic brain injury and not have go into a coma or have to go into surgery, versus the complete black and white contrast of that, of not having this in your system. And those that came in those same situations had to have multiple surgeries, replacing comas, and die as well. This has been an amazing opportunity to resolve the most dire scenarios in sports, period, and in life, you know, in our mental health situation. And I was one of those people who was prescribed these medications to deal with neurological issues. I had vertigo constantly, light sensitivity off the charts, migraine headaches constantly. This was a growing issue, not something that I kind of dealt with. This was escalating from my rookie year in the NFL to post-football career, being hospitalized, having seizures, et cetera, thinking I was going to die. And then, you know, so from dealing with the, you know, depression side and that side of CTE, I literally had all of these neurological issues that now, over almost 6 years of strictly using cannabis, I haven't had one episode of vertigo. I haven't had any light sensitivity that I can't fix immediately. I can drive at night all the time now, which I was not able to do for like 6 years. I couldn't go to the movies for 6 years or 7 years. I was on all those pills. And as soon as I got off all those and learned how to use cannabis, my cognitive ability to all of those real things took a 180-degree shift. And I don't think any person with a traumatic brain injury should put a synthetic thing into their body. They should strictly get focused on their diet, only use cannabis when it comes to dealing with these neurological issues. I had them all, and I've turned it around, and I was on Wellbutrin, Depakote, Zoloft, all these other crazy pills that they give people for all these conditions.
Wow, dude. It's gnarly that you went through all that. Did you feel that, like, when you took the pills more, the prescription stuff, it was just masking it, or it wasn't getting better, or was it getting worse, or did you notice?
Yeah, completely. Getting worse, helped in some ways, you know, so you could tell. I know what Depakote was trying to do. I know what Wellbutrin was trying to do. I know what Zoloft was trying to do. They have all their good parts, which is why you get addicted to those, because, see, you don't want those parts of your life exposed. You don't want those things to manifest in your life, from vertigo constantly to, you know, rage and all these other things and depression. You don't want those things to get out of control. But the downside and the negative side effects of those and what they're trying to do is where the problem lies, and those side effects are real. Finding those medications that work kind of for you was an unbelievable process that brought me to, you know, nearly killing myself in certain scenarios, doing just crazy things. Zoloft is just a zombie drug. It just detaches you completely from existence. You don't care about anything at all. And I've been able to, using cannabis and the forms that are out there and available on the entire, you know, broad spectrum that it has, and have found an answer for all of those good things those medications were trying to do without any of the bad. And so that's what I know, that's why I know that those things are what has ultimately come to find out. You can go and ask the doctor, every pill you've ever been given is a synthetic form of cannabis. It has to go speak to your cannabinoid system. Unfortunately, these doctors and these chemists bastardize the process there because it's synthetic, and your body gets this fake notion of, let's fire this cannabinoid system, and this thing was trying to specifically work towards us with that inflammation. Oh, this was trying to work with us for pain. Oh, this was trying to work with us for seizures and neurological stuff. And then all of a sudden it gets this great feeling and feels like it's working. And then the brain goes, wait a minute, there's something right about this. Something's not right about this interaction I'm having here with this medication. It's right. Fake, ultimately, is what your body understands. And then it just becomes this addictive lifestyle of taking more and more, because it has those little triggers that affect dopamine and all these other fields that they put in there to make you feel good.
Exactly.
Ultimately, your brain finds it out and, doesn't like it. That sends your brain into, these places and dealing with your health that you don't want to go.
No, you don't. And what I think is pretty cool about CBD, though, is that, like, it comes more than in different forms. The other medicines don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you guys make gummies and lotion and all kinds of other stuff that's just as effective.
Well, you can put, CBD in anything. And, it's what's happening. And why is that? You know, so we put it in every way palatable for, that speaks to our message and what we're trying to accomplish with what we're doing at, you know, NeuroXPF in our CBD space, and how we want to niche our products is directed towards sports. And so we try to palate it in that regard. But putting it in every form, you can get CBD in your system through an edible, through a tincture, through vaping it, however you get it in your system. It is a cannabinoid, and it is speaking to your cannabinoid system. Those pills, again, they're fake, synthetic versions of cannabis.
Right.
And your brain, it flushes it out, and then it goes to war with it. And that's where those negative side effects become very real.
100%, dude. You know, do you see that CBD is catching on from state to state? Are more people, like, opening their doors to it nowadays?
Oh, 100%. You know, I mean, this is the 50 state legal opportunity that everyone has to, you know, understand what cannabis can do for them at the base level. You know, CBD is just one extracted, you know, cannabinoid from this plant. And that people can receive that knowledge straight to their doorstep by going online and ordering in the mail. You know, you don't have to go find it or go out a hunt, ask somebody. You know, get online, use that smartphone, get a little smarter. And there's, you know, companies like ours out here that are utilizing the best processes to develop the best products possible so that your body can understand what it is your cannabinoid system can do for you. It's not what my CBD can do for you. It's that I'm providing a proper CBD that talks to your body, a real CBD that speaks to your cannabinoid system and ignites that thing, because it's your body and your brain that heals itself. The human brain is the most powerful organ, and you could call it a supercomputer, AI, you could call it whatever. It has unbelievable power and the ability to do amazing things. You know, now, when you cut yourself, it's your brain that heals that wound. It tells your body speaks to that area
exactly.
And says heal. You know, and that's amazing. And if you can improve the opportunity for your brain to get back to taking control of your body, then you'll start seeing amazing things happen. And everybody across this country and into 30 different countries where CBD is available, and we, you know, ship international now and all these other great things. It's a good thing to be a part of. I can just say that.
And so overseas people are like into it as well. Like, do other countries, are they more acceptable to it, or are they dealing with the same issues that the States always has to deal with?
Yeah, there's been a little backlash, you know, as these reefer madness, you know, people are out here and want to continue to associate this with marijuana. And so everyone struggles in this conversation, no matter where you are. And so, you know, proper, you know, building of your facility, your product, having transparency for these agencies to, you know, understand that you are just working in hemp. You know, it's important, and there's a lot of great people out here across this great world that are doing it, and they're doing it right.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Also, too, you think that the NFL one day will accept CBD, or do they already?
Well, nobody can deny CBD because you can't test for CBD, and that's why I started doing XPF. You know, it's THC-free. It's strictly CBD. We do add terpenes back in, but there is zero THC included in our products because of, you know, myself understanding that and the importance of getting that to athletes and having athletes have the opportunity at igniting their cannabinoid system through just simply CBD. And but now that has, you know, driven this conversation because of being able to extract that THC completely and showcase what just CBD can do. And that this conversation is not about THC, it's not about getting high, it's about health and wellness. And that's now increased over this last year, the NCAA allowance of THC in their athletes from 15 nanograms to 35 nanograms, which is matching the NFL standard at 35 nanograms of THC currently. The NFL has now put out statements that they are investigating CBD specifically, and the opportunity cannabis as a whole has in benefiting its athletes. You know, so there's a MLB just stopped testing, period, recently, and announced that last year. Unfortunately, it came at the cost of Tyler Skaggs and a lot of other you know, players that have succumbed to pills and these, you know, concepts and ideas that these doctors have out here, and they're taking notice,
right.
And they're now changing their tune, and they're understanding that this has a real opportunity to address serious issues in the sports community.
Awesome, dude. Do you think that if you were taking CBD back when you were playing in the NFL, that you could have played longer? Or...
Well, there's no doubt.
Or when you played, it would have been better for you. Like, I mean, you would have been, like, in less pain.
Oh, there's no doubt I would have played longer. If I was able to take back what I have in cannabis today, again, I've not taken one medicine, not one aspirin, not an Aleve, nothing. I stopped taking protein shakes. I stopped taking supplements. I wanted to see what cannabis could do, and I discovered that if I could take back what I've found, that my career would have significantly increased, probably doubled. I probably could have avoided maybe 3 different surgeries that I likely didn't need that were more inflammation-based, as I understand them now, than they were based on any ligament damage. And
What surgeries were those, out of curiosity? What were they?
Well, I had 2 knee surgeries. I don't think I needed the first one, and I got the second one because of the first one. And the
got
first
it.
One was dislocating my knee. And they thought, well, you know, you've stretched this ligament here. You know, we should do this lateral release surgery, and that's going to help you out. And, you know, but if I had just had cannabis to help me heal, put on my topicals, kept ingesting all the different CBDs and, you know, addressing that injury and allowed it to just heal up because it wasn't torn. They just wanted to go in, and they thought they knew better about how to make this knee never dislocate again, you know. And that was just a simple fix. What their mind was to just do a lateral release, which is slicing off the lateral tendon off of my patella.
Damn.
You know, yeah, hoping that it rides back into, you know, its joint and then secures the other ligament on the other side a little bit better that got stretched out. I didn't need that.
Right.
I could have rehabbed my ligament would have repaired itself if I'd have had cannabis to address that. There's no doubt about it. And you know, after that surgery, my left quad atrophied almost to nothing. Never came back really to its form. You know, my kneecap then not being where it should have been and where my body was built around it, and you know, just kept grinding away at more bone and creating more bone chips, etc. You know, to my back surgery, my back injury, you know, and being able to have potentially addressed my severely herniated disc when it wasn't severely herniated, when it was just starting. And inflammation is the number one thing cannabis has properties to repair. And if I would have had that, I probably would have never had to have a back surgery.
Right.
Because I would have been answered already with the inflammation property that cannabis has to deal with that, you know, as it became a bulge and then became a severe bulging disc and then ultimately herniated, you know, and blew out, you know, just because of neglect. And then the concept and idea of that, hey, we'll just cut you open and clip it off, you'll be fine, so you back up. So that was the career killer for me.
I think it's that way for a lot of people in sports. It was that way, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, you need to get your shoulder fixed. And it's like, oh, and like, so you were just like, okay, well, I got to get my shoulder fixed. I'm like, okay, here's a big bottle of Vicodin for you. And you're like, all right, here's a big bottle of Vicodin for you. You know, it's just kind of like the system. You just kind of listen to the doctor because, you know, oh, he went to school and he's your doctor and blah, 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 you know? So, so who's the real pusher here?
Exactly. It's where they are. And, you know, and they're butchers, man. You know, unfortunately, playing the NFL, you know, when you're preyed upon by these physicians who literally have it in your face when you come to them and say, hey, I got this ache going on, they go, here, you know, go get ready for the game.
Yeah.
And you go, well, okay. And they have a line in the locker room, you know, where a doctor sits there to give out Toradol shots. And these Toradol shots, you know, when you got all the other guys in line, and then the doctors are saying, when you go to them and the trainers, you say, hey, man, I got, let's go get in that line. So, yeah, I mean, as a player in the National Football League and being in the locker room, having all these injuries and all these doctors that are just, you know, throw it in your face. I don't know how it was with you with the BMX stuff. But for us as NFL football players, this was unbelievably, you know, suggested to us and given to us in frequency that should never have been given to us in the frequencies that it was. And it resulted in a lot of guys, you know, having a lot of damage to their bodies. A lot of my friends, not just on the, you know, mental aspect of this with suicide, depression, whatever, into real things like my vertigo, like, organ failure. You know, I've had multiple friends that play played the league that their organs just all of a sudden started just failing. And
so that's not from the sport, it's from the drug.
100% those chemicals. And, you know, and I sat on those planes with those doctors, and I remember specifically talking to them one time about, you know, like, what about these? What about those? What do these actually do? You know, because they literally were coming around and handing those out to us, like walking down the aisle of the airplane after a game and handing out Vicodins and muscle relaxers and anti-inflammatory, like extreme anti-inflammatories, like high-potent anti-inflammatories that can, you know, jack up your kidneys and all kinds of stuff. These things are just freely given to us and more so, you know, suggested to us. You know, if there is any scenario of, you know, how a drug dealer gets people hooked on things, you know, it was in the wide ass open in the NFL. That's exactly what they were doing. You know, pressing us to become addicted to these drugs that they told us, and sitting in these airplanes, weren't addictive. Oh, you'll be fine. Oh, no, you can take those, you know, every day. You just don't overdo it, you know. Like, no, it only takes one, you know, that were these extreme anti-inflammatories and painkillers. Tordal line might still even exist. You know, I mean, literally a line out the door, in a room that they gave to the doctor, and each guy goes in, you get a shot in your ass of Tordal. And that's just a super anti-inflammatory that makes you feel nothing. You can run through a brick wall.
Damn.
So what's the point of that? You know, what's the point of that? If you're truly trying to, you know, help your players play at their best, and yet you care about them and their health and their careers, most of all, and, you know, recovering from this injury so they can continue to play for you, why would you be doing that, you know?
Right.
And it's unfortunate. We had that, I don't know what it was. I mean, you guys seem to be a bit more on your own in you know, these other sports where it's kind of individualized, you know? You know, it's just unfortunate, like I said, that this knowledge has not been available for us by our doctors. You know,
no.
This is very scientific. This is very much a medicine, you know, and they've unfortunately, you know, duped us into believing that these other things are better for us. And they truly are not, you know, and the side effects that they list on all of them are very real. The side effects of cannabis are non-existent when it comes to the negative side, and you know, when applied correctly, there is a universal response that every human receives when using cannabinoids. It is speaking directly to that cannabinoid system. You know, my experience, your experience, and our communities together, you know, they've just taken an unbelievable toll. And it doesn't have to happen anymore. So it's great to see where we are. I'm excited for the future, you know, because this is going to allow for so much more to happen in our sports.
Yep.
So many more great players to have great careers, great athletes to not only participate in sports, but after it's over, most importantly, have a life, you know, and understand that it is livable and it is good. You know, and that starts in the brain, that motivation factor that you get every morning when you wake up and go hit the streets and ride all day. You know, that is something that must continue because, you know, our bodies are failing. And if we can empower our minds, which is why I called my company Duro, you know, and kept that Duro side as a focus to why I'm doing this, because this has given me, even in just CBD alone and how it addresses anxiety and stress, all of those things that are so critical to waking up every day and being motivated to go get your life. Do you. Be the best you that you could possibly be.
Exactly.
Too many times, too many people are, you know, just clouded by pills and or just the consequence of an aging human body and or injury that's happened to it, you know. And that's where cannabis comes in and does its best.
Awesome. I couldn't agree with you more, bro. I'm psyched to be part of, like, the program. I'm psyched that I'm you know, on NeuroXPF. I'm psyched about CBD. It's helped me out so much. Can you plug right now where anyone listening, if they're interested or they want to get, you know, some CBD, some NeuroXPF, where can they get it?
Sure. Yeah. Go to NeuroXPF.com. NeuroXPF, Extreme Performance Fuel with an X. And punch in that code, THORN20, man.
That's right. Yep.
And, yeah, support the community, support the cause, and continue to, you know, showcase what CBD can do for a 50-year-old dude out there still raising hell.
Exactly, dude. Anyone listen? Hell yeah. If you go to the website and listen and punch in my code THORN20, my last name 20, you get 20% off. I want to talk to you about something else before we go. You think it's okay if we talk about Rum Boys right now, dude?
Totally.
Oh, we can't, because I signed an NDA, so, and then I saw you post that, and I was like, oh, shit.
No, I started talking. I told him I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to do all this press and media, and I was like, guys, I'd love to be able to talk about this and get some, you know, kind of soft, you know, exposure to what we're doing here, and we can use that, you know, leading up to the release.
Exactly.
And they were cool with it, so we could totally talk about it.
We're going to be doing a movie together. That's actually how me and Kyle met. It's going to be called Rum Boys. Anyone out there, keep your eye open. It's going to be sick.
You know, being about the gritty side of Southern California that people don't see. Everybody's so used to seeing the OC and Beverly Hills and all these other things, man. And this is going to focus on the grit of Southern California. And I don't think that's been done before. The Z-Boys was the last movie that showcased that, but that was about, you know, this great story and, you know, this group of kids succeeding in their lives in skateboarding. The Rum Boys with this motorcycle thing and the tie-ins that it has to exposing the underworld, if you will, of what's really going on in Southern California, I think could potentially definitely be a great series. Move forward here in the Netflix era.
That's what I'm saying, because look, I was on Netflix last night, and like, I'm just being real. Like, I went to 3 movies, and I stopped them because they weren't that good. I was like, wait, like, there's a lot of good stuff on Netflix. Don't get me wrong. I've already watched all the good stuff. But in my head, I'm like, Rum Boys could hang with this. And I'm like, yo, a series would be dope, because we have so many contacts, so many locations, so many people, so many walks of life, that it seems like it would be almost next to impossible, or not impossible, but to like get all of that in one movie. Do you know what I mean? So
totally. Hopefully that's the case, because they're going to give us more longevity to play those killer characters they got for us.
I know, but with your name and my name and the other names that are in it, and then the dudes in it and the kids that ride in the bikes and all that, man, it's gonna be sick, dude. I'm really blessed and grateful, because I this is right up our alley, man. You know what I'm saying?
Totally, brother. It's gonna be awesome. I was around one of the teams who were filming recently, and it's coming together nicely, man. It's gonna be bitching, man. I can't wait for it to happen and come all together, man. It's like I said, there's nothing that's really spoken to that valley of Southern California like I think this movie Rum Boys will.
And also, too, you wrote the theme song, right?
What's that?
You wrote the theme song, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, man. My music, all these great things that I've continued to be able to tap back into because of this great plan that's helped get my life back, not just, you know, my family, movies, music, and yeah, we're coming up with this great song for this movie, Rum Boys, and I'm stoked to be able to do that, you know, be able to contribute on all these different levels.
So badass, dude. I'm just blessed that we met, and I'm psyched about everything. And like, all right, brother. Well, listen, have fun in Vegas. Drive safe. I appreciate you taking the time. Also, too, what's your personal Instagram as well, so anyone out there could follow you?
Yeah, go follow me at Kyle_Turley. And then on Twitter, just Kyle Turley. Follow this amazing journey, man. Cannabis saved my life, period. And I'm out here to spread that message and continue to help people, you know, show them that it ain't over once you get over that sports career. It's just getting started.
That's what I'm saying. I've been saying that for years. I love it. All right, bro. We'll drive safe.
Better, Rick.
Bye.
Later.